Right, joining us now on the line, we've got Muniba Bayat, a human rights activist and entrepreneur, founder and CEO of DARE, Developing Ambitious Resilient Entrepreneurs, which is a non-profit organization in South Africa that focuses on skills development and supports various projects for both men and women, especially for women struggling with period poverty across the globe since 2014. Now, Muniba is the only South African we understand that has been accepted to travel with this Freedom Flotilla to Gaza. She joins us this morning on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and welcome.
Wa alaikum salam, Malana.
Where are you currently and when is this flotilla set to depart?
I'm in Turkey, Istanbul, alhamdulillah. And the flotilla was, you know, had been scheduled to first sail out on the 18th and then it was postponed for the 21st. And from our last meeting that we had last night, inshallah, we plan to sail out tomorrow from Istanbul, from Ankara.
Now, take us through your own journey thus far. I mean, what prompted you to join and how do you join? Do you have to formally apply? What's the criteria? How do they decide who forms part of the flotilla and who doesn't? Who decides?
So actually what happened is, well, the flotilla has, you know, the flotilla has been in existence since 2008. That's when the first flotilla went out to Gaza. And it's mainly from the European countries. You know, they've had 14 flotillas that have actually sailed to try and break the siege and the blockade of Gaza from sea. And so 2008 was when they started the first flotilla. They had, in the 14 attempts to get into Gaza, there were 3 successful attempts. And then, you know, it's every other time that they tried to enter Gaza through through sea, they were obviously intercepted by the Israeli army. And then either their boats were stolen or they were arrested and then deported back to countries that they had actually started the flotillas from. So the flotilla was actually then every year. And in 2010, it was hosted from Turkey and they sailed down. And 2010 was actually quite chaotic. It was terrible. It was devastating because the Israeli army had actually, entered the boat and shot people. There were people that passed away in the boat at that time. So there was a lot of hype around that. And as we know, Israelis lie about everything. And they claimed that the civilians on the boats were armed. And that's why they attacked the civilians. So, you know, from then, they didn't have a lot of successes in their flotillas going into Gaza, because every time they went, they arrested them, they took their boats, and they refused for them to enter through Gaza, even though they have a right to enter because it's international waters and they can. So what they generally were doing was they pay off the countries that you're passing or you've ported at, and they refuse to let you sail from there. So that's what's happened. And then I found out about the flotilla because I've been doing NGO work with IHAHA on the Syrian-Turkey border while I'm staying in Turkey, working with the Sisters of Syria. Mm-hmm. The post went out to say there's a flotilla going to be, you know, hosted again with IHAHA and Mavi Marmara, which is the host of the 2010 flotilla. And they're both Turkish NGOs. And there's the opportunity for people to apply. So I phoned and I, you know, messaged around and I understood that it was supported by every country that is part of the flotilla. So in South Africa, the PSA is the hosting sort of organization that would send out the information to the field and then people would apply. And they had a portal. So you had to apply on the portal. So that's what I did. I actually got this sort of link and then I applied with the portal. And, then you had to wait and see if they give you a response. Yeah. So from what my understanding is that it was actually, you know, you broadcasted in South Africa as well to say whoever wants to join the flotilla, this is the application and you can apply. And there were 6 other South Africans that had applied for joining the flotilla. I don't know what their reasons were for them not coming at the end because I applied from Turkey. And when I applied from Turkey, I didn't get, you know, my sort of reply or response immediately. And I was a bit worried that I had not been accepted to go on the flotilla. And then I just queried around.
Yeah. We're just a little bit short of time. So I just wanted to ask, right? We know that the Israelis are not likely to actually allow the flotilla to reach Gaza with all of the supplies that it carries. Is this primarily now about drawing attention to the plight of the Palestinian people, as was the case with the last flotilla, or is there an objective beyond that?
No, there is not an objective. Breaking the siege is one of the objectives of the flotilla, you know, so breaking that siege so that other boats can have entry to enter through sea, because we all know that they're blocking every other avenue of aid going into Gaza, you know, from land and sea. We know what they're doing with sea. So the plan is to actually take this 5,500 tons of aid through the sea, and then dock and then get that into Gaza in that way. Breaking the siege is one of the objectives of this, and obviously then having to take the aid in for the people in Gaza, and then also to make sure that we're creating awareness that what the governments of the world aren't doing is what the flotilla does, is that they're saying this is what governments should actually be doing. They should be sending, if they can't get in from land and from air, then they should be sending ships across and taking aid from sea, because that Israelis cannot stop. Yeah. They should be allowing you to go in, you know, and that's what that's the objective of what this, you know, the flotilla is.
Indeed.
So inshallah, we do know they are expecting us to come, so they're preparing you know, to stop us from entering. So at the moment, there's a lot of pressure all over, you know, every single, there are 32 countries that are here, as you know, people from all over. Alhamdulillah, there's a beautiful Muslim presence, which is not, so it wasn't so, you know, obvious in the last couple of flotillas, but this time it's really good. You've got Jordanians, you've got people from Algeria, Jordan, we've got Palestinians, we've got people from America, Germany, all Muslim, you know, families and activists that have come. So it's been really very, very encouraging to see that. And then obviously you've got Americans, people from the UK. So there's 30 countries representing their, you know, their activists in their communities or their, you know, their organizations from the different countries.
We ask Almighty Allah to keep people safe and to make you successful in your mission. Inshallah, we'll keep in touch. Jazakumullah for chatting to us this morning. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, alhamdulillah. And everyone just make lots of dua that we get there with the aid, inshallah.
Amen.